Salt River by James Solis, narrated by Peter Brook.
Chapter 1. Sometimes you just have to see how much music you can make with what you have left. Val told me that, seconds before I heard the crash of her wine glass against the porch floor, looked up, and only then became aware of the shot that preceded it, 2 years ago now. The town doesn't have much left. I've watched it wither away until some days you'd think the first strong wind could take it. I'm not sure how much I have left either. With the town, it's all economics. As for me, I think maybe I've seen a few too many people die, witnessed too much unbearable sadness that still had somehow to be born. I remember Tracy Calding up in Memphis telling me about a science fiction story where these immortals would every century or so swim across a pool that relieved them of their memories. Then they could go on. I wanted to swim in that pool. Doc Oldham and I were sitting on the bench outside Manny's dollar store. Doc had stopped by to show off his new dance step and, worn out from the 30-second performance, had staggered outside to rest up a spell. So I was resting up with him.
"Used to be Democrats in these parts," Doc said. "Strange creatures, but they breed well. About any direction you looked, that's all you'd see."
Doc had retired, and his place had been taken by a new doctor, Bill Wilford, who looked all of 19 years old. Doc now spent most of his time sitting outside. He spent a lot of it, too, saying things like that.
"Where'd they all get to, Turner?"
He looked at me, pulling his head back, turtle-like, to focus. I had to wonder what portion of the world outside actually made it through those cataracts. How much of it got caught up in there forever?
"Town's dried up, same as a riverbed. What the hell you staying here for?"
He grabbed at a knee to stop the twitching from the exercise minutes ago. His hands looked like faded pink rubber gloves. All the pigment got burned out a long time back, he said, when he was a chemist, before medical school.
"Yeah, I know," he went on. "What the hell are any of us staying here for? Granted, the town wasn't much to start with. Never was meant to be. Just grew up here like a weed. Farms all about back then. People start thinking about going to town of a weekend, pick up flour and the like. There has to be a town. So they made..."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?